Prentsaurrekoa egingo dugu orain. Buenos días.
Good morning. We're going to hold the press conference, which corresponds to the official section of the film festival called Freeheld. Please, could the photographers please sit down, and please don't use flashes, if you'd be so kind. We have with us the director of the film, Mr. Peter Sollett, the actress Ellen Page, and producers Michael Schomburg and Phil Hunt. And they're eagerly awaiting for your questions. So, first questions, please. First row, please. Quickly, on the first row.
Hola, buenos días.
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Sí, me gustaría hacer una pregunta a Ellen
I would
Page
like to ask Ellen Page a question, and then he's in front of you, right in front of you. First question to Ellen Page and Peter Sollett, second. The question for Ellen Page is, and I would like to know, sharing the protagonism with, well, the other actress, Julianne Moore, do you know you are both actresses from different generations, and whether you talked at any moment on the fact that the older and her generation, actresses of her generation, is very difficult to get a good role or to get any roles in general in feature films. Okay, I wonder whether you talked about that with her. And to the director, I would like to ask you, in a very few months, it's not been premiered yet, before or at the same time as the legalization of gay marriage throughout the United States. How long has the whole story, the project, taken with the script writing to be able to premiere the film, and now, and whether you thought it'd be a good idea to perhaps more courageous to have it premiered beforehand, because it would have been much more, it would have made a stronger claim. Thank you very much. For the cause, so to speak. Okay. Ellen, do you remember the question?
Yes, I do. Sir.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, no, oh shoot, I'm hearing myself, so I'm gonna take that off. That obviously is an issue for women in general in films, less roles. But no, that wasn't something Julie and I talked about. I mean, we didn't have that conversation, sorry. My question.
Hi. Thanks for having us, everybody. Thanks for coming. We appreciate your interest in the film. So the question was about the timeline of the making of the film. I became a part of the film in 2012, but that wasn't at the genesis of the project.
We found the documentary, my partner Stacey Scherer and I, upon which the movie's based, earlier than that, and came to Ellen and partnered with Ellen and Kelly Bush. But I think the real question was about the timing of the message of the film with the fact that marriage is now legalized. And I would say it wasn't when we made the film, and it's not like, as you can tell from the headlines, the issue is settled in the United States. You still have public officials who won't acknowledge it. You still have people who are pushing back at it, even though it's the law. So what our movie does, it's not about a political story. It's about the consequences on the emotional lives of real people when society doesn't give them their rights. And that's a message that's always going to be here and is needed more now than before.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. I would like to ask Ellen Page, please talk about the moment of the speech when you walk up in front of the freeholders and you pick up the microphone and you give the speech at the end of the film. Whether was that a moving moment as a person, not so much as an actress, but whether that speech can help you as a basis, and could that speech help you as a basis for maybe getting the Oscar?
Oh, Lord.
As a prepare?
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. Kidding. First in regards to that speech, is that's a testament to Ron Nicewander, who wrote a really beautiful script, and, you know, we were so grateful that he wanted to be a part of the project. And so as an actor, when you get such a beautiful scene like that, it's a wonderful opportunity. Personally, it was so moving. I can even remember when we would be reading it in rehearsal or just a read through, I would get quite emotional. But obviously, you know, Stacey in that situation, Stacey's a relatively shy person, doesn't want to be speaking in front of people. you know, like many of us don't want to necessarily show our emotion in front of a large amount of people. So it was important for me as Ellen to keep that contained. And then obviously, you know, Stacy's doing the same. So I think that's why people have, you know, seemed to respond to that moment. But really, mostly it's a testament to Ron Nicewander, who wrote something so beautiful. Yeah.
Hola, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Over there on your left, I think front row. Hi, Ellen. Good morning. From Cinecomedia, I would like to know what you felt when you read the script for the first time and whether you really met Stacy in person. Thank you.
Yeah, when I first read the script, I mean, even before, remember Michael and Ron even first just like, obviously wasn't pitching the script. He was basically, before he had written it, was sort of outlining how he was going to structure it. And I can remember just listening to it over a speakerphone and crying. And for me, the response to the script has always just been, I've always been deeply moved, you know. You know, Stacy and Laurel's love is, you know, an incredibly beautiful thing, as all love is, and what they went through and what they did in a time of just unimaginable difficulty and sadness is so, you know, was so crucial and so important. So every time I read that script, for the many times I read it up until we made the film, never ceased to just move me.
Felicidades.
Congratulations for the film, to the entire crew and cast. I would like to say it's gratifying and admirable at the same time that these projects are carried out, and especially the work that you carried out, Ellen, inside and outside, on the screen and off the screen, because I thank to work like yours, many doors are being opened up for people who are considered to themselves to be different, and that's very positive, and I want to thank you very much for that. Ellen, I would like to ask you to know whether after that, everything that's happened over the last year, which has been a very important year for you, is it much more complicated, or is it the same to work in Hollywood after hitting the table really hard with your fist? And you've worked with Stacy hand in hand to portray her role, and how did she receive your, whether she liked your portrayal of her in the film, if she's seen it?
Thank you for asking that. Sorry, because I forgot to answer your part about meeting Stacy, which we've all met Stacy and spent time with Stacy. So I'll start with that. So Stacy's was incredibly generous and incredibly kind to me, to Ron, to Pete, to Julie, to Julianne. So generous, so vulnerable, so honest, so available. And spending time with her, as you can imagine, was emotional. It's emotional for her to talk about this experience. And needless to say, her contributing in that way is, you know, probably the most important part of making the film in a true and authentic way. Thankfully, she's happy with what we did. It's hard to say happy because it's such a difficult story, and needless to say, a very painful, traumatic time in her life. But yeah, she's a really extraordinary person. Sorry, what was the other part of your question? The other part was about...
Saber si sigue siendo...
Oh, is it different in Hollywood?
To know.
No, my experience so far is no, you know, and I think that's right now like a we'll see kind of thing. For me, I feel so happy. I feel so excited and inspired by, you know, getting to just be alive and, you know, be who I am and love freely, that I feel like that affects me on a creative level. You know, I feel more, I feel like how I felt when I first fell in love with acting and getting to produce and getting to be involved with projects and that are really meaningful to me. So for me, it's all, everything has been positive, and it creates a ripple effect of positivity in every facet of my life. Yeah.
Hi. I have a question for the director. I would like to know why did you choose this story? And for Ellen Page, I would like to know, is it very exhausting to do something like this? It's so dramatic, so emotional. Or do you like it more like this, or do you enjoy more doing comedies, for example?
very different questions. Why this story? Well, the script was sent to me by Michael, and I found it to be really the most beautiful love story I had ever written. And, you know, after seeing the documentary, what became clear to me was that this is an opportunity to tell a story of two people that, to me, are heroes, that look unlike the heroes we usually see in the movies. And I sort of recognized the value of that and the opportunity in that. And, of course, Ellen was a part of the project before I became a part of the project, and working with you was an irresistible opportunity that I had to pursue. How could I not do this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard, I don't know how to explain it. You know, I love my job so much. I love getting to do what I do, and when you are moved in a deep way, that's the part of my job that I'm most attracted to, you know, the things that really transport you on an emotional level. So I wouldn't say it's an exhausting thing or what have you. It can be, shooting this movie was, needless to say, incredibly sad, and it's sad because I know Stacy, and you know it's a true story, and you can't believe that two people had to go through this. You can't believe that a woman who spent her entire career protecting the citizens of New Jersey was, you know, said no to and denied her rights when she was dying because she was in a same-sex relationship. And so when you are shooting some of those scenes, there is a level to it that, of course, is extra emotional. Because you know it was the reality for two people, and it's a pain and a sadness that, you know, Stacy will always carry. You know, comedies are, and dramas are so different. You know, comedy presents its own challenge with, you know, how far can you go but stay grounded, and it's so hard to compare the two because they're just, well, they're the same and different at the same time, I guess. I don't know.
Hello, good morning. Congratulations for the movie. And I wanted to ask like a conjunct question to both Peter and Ellen, because obviously the most emotional scenes in the movie involve Ellen and Julian. And my question is, how do you direct actors in terms of gaining this great chemistry that we find between you, Ellen, and Julian?
Yeah, it was so difficult to get Ellen Page to perform anything with any. These are wonderful. These actresses are two of the best actresses working today. So the answer is that I feel it was my job to create and maintain an environment that was supportive, where you guys could relax, and frankly not get in the way.
Thank you very much.
Any more questions, please? Sí, pues pasen el micrófono.
Hi, a question for Ellen Page. You're used to portraying very strong women in very different roles, like in comedy or Hard Candy, for example. So, for example, what's in common with this real character vis-a-vis those other characters of very strong women that you're used to portraying? Or is there anything?
I don't think there's like that much necessarily in common. I think I've been really fortunate and really lucky to get to be involved with projects and play such interesting characters, and I've managed to sneak my way in somehow. You know, it was something like Hard Candy. I think back to that and I'm like, you know, how did that happen when I was 17? So I feel really fortunate. I wouldn't be able to necessarily find any comparisons, but yeah.
Allá atrás al fondo del todo, por favor.
Back. Right at the back. Hi, I would like to ask you, in the film, there's a difference between, is made between marriage, to struggle for egualitarian marriage, and something that the both protagonists have. They say they don't talk about marriage, they're talking about equality. So therefore, I would like to know whether you talked about Stacey. Why is that the nuance? Why the difference of what the character's asking for? Steve Carroll's asking for marriage, and then you, both of you in the film, are asking for equality. Why the nuance between those two elements?
I mean, I can answer that. It really wasn't a nuance. It was just about two women who wanted what they felt was their legal right and didn't want to be part of a political movement. They didn't see it as a larger struggle. They just saw it as a struggle for their own rights. And when Steve Carell characters comes in, he's been looking for a case that he could use to expand the issue to rights. So remember, for people to become political activists, that's one decision. For people to fight for their own rights is another decision. And they were just fighting for their own rights and then were led to becoming activists. So they're completely separate issues. One follows the other.
Here on the left, it seems, in the first row. Sorry, in the aisle there, it seems. And I'm not too sure, there was a question at the back as well. Okay.
Hello, this is a question for Ellen. Ellen, I watched the movie twice, once in Toronto, once here. It had the same power both of the times. I would like to ask you, how would you personally react if you had, knock on wood, faced a similar situation in your life?
And we're talking in that time, pre-marriage equality?
Yes.
In that time. I feel like I would, it's hard to imagine. That to me seems like the, I can't imagine going through what Stacey and Laurel went through. I feel like I would hope I would, you know, do something similar. I think, you know, to be in that situation, to be so dedicated to, to the one you love, to expect to spend your entire life with someone and then have them be in that situation, I would imagine I would be fighting pretty hard to either get them what they deserve or so they can, you know, I would imagine it would be something similar, yeah.
¿Más preguntas, por favor?
Any further questions?
Nadie más quiere preguntar, ¿sí?
No further questions. Yes, front row, it seems. On the front row there. To the director, I would ask you, Steve Carroll's character, yesterday, his interventions seemed very funny. Well, we looked at it in a very funny way, almost comical. Was that intentional, that as a counterpoint, due to the harsh story of Stacey Laurel, or is it simply because Steve Carroll's a very funny guy and he always comes across funny, if you get what I'm saying?
Well, we were being true to the personality and techniques of Stephen Goldstein, the character that we're fictionalizing. You know, he's a political activist. He mentions in the film that what he's performing is political theater, and that's been a winning technique for him. So actually, the real Stephen Goldstein goes much further than Steve Carell goes in the film. And when we had Goldstein on set with Carell, Goldstein's criticism for Carell was that you need to go further, you need to go further. It was so much bigger than that. It was that you're not even close. And so, of course, you know, Carell was performing with more restraint. But this is true, and it's his technique, and it's one that has proven very successful for him. Also, Steve Carell is a very, very funny guy.
Okay, if there are no further questions,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.